The March for Life is going virtual this year. According to the March for Life website, the move online was made in light of the COVID-19 pandemic peaking and amid the heightened pressures that law enforcement officers and others are currently facing in and around the Capitol. This release comes just 2 weeks before the event was set to take place on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on January 29th. The statement continued, "The protection of all those who participate in the annual march, as well as the many law enforcement personnel and others who work tirelessly each year to ensure a safe and peaceful event, is a top priority of the March for Life." The annual anti-abortion demonstration has brought demonstrators to the nation's capital each year since the first anniversary of Roe v. Wade in 1974, to hear from speakers and march to the Supreme Court building, calling for an end to abortion in the United States. Delegations from Catholic and evangelical schools often travel to the march across the country. In 2021, a small group of pro-life leaders from across the country have been invited to march on January 29th on behalf of those supporters. Those wishing to attend virtually are encouraged to RSVP on the March for Life website for details on how to watch a live stream of the event. The announcement that the march would be virtual came not long after the National Park Service announced it is closing the National Mall through Inauguration Day on January 20th. Scheduled speakers include former NFL player Tim Tebow and Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family. Sissy Graham Lynch, daughter of Franklin Graham and granddaughter of the late evangelist Billy Graham, will lead prayer, among others. Previous speakers include President Donald Trump, who became the first president to speak at the March for Life last year, and Vice President Mike Pence, who addressed the event in 2017. The statement for March for Life concluded, "We are profoundly grateful for the countless women, men, and families who sacrifice to come out in such great numbers each year as a witness for life, and we look forward to being together in person next year." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.